With this Spotlight on the Arts for KASU, I'm Marty Scarborough. The Arkansas State University Department of Music will present its fall opera program on October 25th and 26th in Riceland Hall of the Fowler Center here on the ASU Jonesboro campus. Joining me to discuss this fall's opera presentation is an associate professor in the ASU Department of Music and the director of the ASU Opera Program, Dr. Marika Kyriakos. Dr. Kyriakos, welcome back to KASU.
Thank you very much.
One of the things that I always enjoy talking to you about is the way in which you come up with themes for the opera presentations here at Arkansas State University that the students are doing. Tell us a little bit about the theme of the program coming up on October 25th and 26th.
Well, I always enjoy Halloween. So as my students all know, I just love creepy music. So if I can, I'm always in favor of doing sort of Halloween flavor type program like we did a couple years ago with Murder at the Opera. This is Opera Bites, B-Y-T-E-S, in the spirit of All Hallows Eve. And we do have some vampires. I don't think they'll probably bite anyone. But the small bits or bites, I guess, if you will, of opera, we have a nice scene from Hansel and Gretel where those two come upon the witch's house, which, of course, is like a gingerbread, you know, dwelling with lots of candy. And then the witch, of course, comes out and wants to eat them. And then we have an opera you might not be familiar with. This one, it's by Menotti, and it's called Help, Help, the Globalinks. Globalinks are aliens, and they come upon a school wanting to take all the children, and actually the only thing that will keep them away is music. So we have a nice music teacher, Madame Euterpova, and she's trying to help assist in getting the Globalinks to go away.
And it just gets even more appropriate for All Hallows Eve from there. You have scenes from another opera, but then you also have songs that fit the theme as well.
We do. That's true. We have to allow. We have nine people who are helping out with a lot of these scenes. And, of course, they're not just doing one thing. So we have to give them a little time to change. So in between, we have some solos that will involve witches and owls and cats and the Jabberwocky, which is a dragon. So, and we end up with, we may not be vampires, but we're still men. So, and I think we're going to have a little sneak appearance from those characters from Twilight, which I understand is a very, very popular show. Edward Cullen and Bella Swan.
Now, you mentioned that there are nine involved in this program. They're all ASU students who I assume have had to audition to take part in this particular program.
They are. They're all in our music program currently in voice, either in vocal performance or music education. And we have one graduate assistant, Crystal Aronson. And then we have a student actually who has previously graduated in music, Becca Kraft, who is now working on a second degree in communications disorders and is looking forward to a master's in speech pathology. So they're all in music.
Now, obviously, this is something that's going to be fun for the audience, but also being a learning institution, this is something that is an educational experience for the students who are involved. Tell us about that aspect of this program.
Well, it's always good just to learn how to put on any kind of production. You know, it involves a lot of things, sets, lights, sound, costumes, and this one, of course, alien sounds. And we kind of run the whole spiel. So other than learning their music, you know, we're trying to learn how to do our own makeup and costumes and all kinds of things. This will be sort of a low-budget production. We're trying to prepare for a bigger budget production in the spring. But so we're not going to have big sets. We're just going to have to use our imaginations. But we will have nice spooky costumes, and the students all assist with all those things. So it's a lot of work for them.
Well, speaking of costumes, you are inviting audience members to participate as well by coming in costume to this this program.
That is true. We will have fantastic prizes for the winners of those who are just the most creative. Not necessarily the most scary, but it's just got to be. She's got to be Halloween spirit.
And this is something, despite the Halloween theme, it is appropriate for all members of the family, all ages?
Yes, it really is. We won't have anything that's too scary, I don't think. But yes, I think any members of the family would enjoy it.
And, you know, this time of the year, children who may be a little bit more easily frightened at other times of the year are willing to be frightened.
Right.
And because of the program and its nature, would this be a great opportunity to introduce younger children to operatic and vocal music?
I think it would. I mean, we open with a piece called The Gruncheon Witch by John Duke, and, you know, it's a crazy witch. It's just kind of like telling ghost stories, like you said, around this time of the year. Kids are sort of into that sort of thing, but it's not going to be anything that's too terribly outlandish for them. And Hansel and Gretel is always fun, and I think if they get tired or just need to take a little break, it's, you know, we have enough scene changes that they can just step outside for a while or need to leave early. It's not going to disrupt the production. So I think the longest scene we have is the one that involving those aliens I was speaking about. That's almost a half an hour. Other than that, they're 15 minutes, and others are just 5 minutes and shorter than that. So there's plenty of opportunity for them to have a little break.
Now, when you were putting this particular program together, you had two very special people in mind. Tell us about them and how their thinking of them helped to put together the program.
That's right. Jesselyn Phillips, who was a part of the ASU Opera Theater, passed away about this time last year, and I decided to just have a trend with our fall productions that with a show that she would just, that we thought that she would enjoy. Last year we had Opera Idol, and the Phillips family came and just really, you know, felt like, yes, Jesselyn really would have enjoyed that show. She had a great sense of humor, and she was fabulously dedicated, and we just really miss her and her beautiful voice. Our other person, very special person, Joy Sanford, who has played for us for many, many years, before, I don't even know how many years, this is just my fifth year here, but she has been very dedicated and a very fine collaborative pianist. And last semester, she became very ill, was not able to perform with us, and hopefully she's just on the road to recovery. I know actually that she is, but she still was not quite well enough this semester to join us, and so we want to give our fun Opera Bites program in honor of her.
And this particular program, there is a small admission fee, and tickets are available through the ASU Central Box Office.
That's right. Adults are $8 in advance and $10 at the door. Students and children, $5.
Dr. Marika Kyriakos is director of the ASU Opera Program and an associate professor of music. Opera Bites in the Spirit of All Hallows Eve will be presented on October 25th and 26th at 7:30 each evening in Riceland Hall of the Fowler Center here on the Arkansas State University campus. Again, tickets are available through the ASU Central Box Office, and if you'd like more information, you can find it on our own website, kasu.org, and you can click on events. With this Spotlight on the Arts for KASU, I'm Marty Scarborough.